You know, on any given day, the gospel, the word of God, is being proclaimed to millions of people. Some people will hear it in church sanctuaries, some will hear it on radio or television, others might read it in a magazine or some sort of article. Others will hear it from a friend. They all hear the message of God, but each one is going to respond differently. And why is it that two people can go to the same church, hear the exact same message, and yet respond differently? Why is one person transformed when they hear the word of God and the other barely wrinkled? Why do some people turn from sin and others continue on indifferently? And Jesus addresses this issue in the parable of the soils, and although we'll be reading it from Luke, you can find it in Matthew and Mark as well. Luke chapter 8. A farmer went out to plant his seed. As he scattered it across the field, some fell on a footpath where it was stepped on and the birds ate it. Other seed fell among the rocks. It began to grow, but the plant soon wilted and died for lack of moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns that grew up with it and choked out the tender plants. Still other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as been planted. And when he had said this, he called out, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So I think this parable brings up two very important questions, right? Why do people respond differently to the gospel message? And why is this information important to us? So why do we respond differently and why is it important to us? Now Jesus lists four different reasons as to why people respond differently to the gospel message. They respond to four different types of soil. So soil number one, the seed on the road, is the hardened hearer. Now the first kind of soil is the soil that is a hardened path. Now the fields in Israel were divided by these narrow walking paths that would get beaten down over the years. It would be like the seed being scattered upon a highway or upon a truck path in a field, right? It's all hard and compacted and nothing will penetrate it. And because it just lays there on the surface, the birds fly and will eat it up or the winds will blow it away. You know, there are some people who will hear the gospel message and they have no response because their heart is simply so hard. They're closed to new insights and they're non-receptive to the truth. You know, we have all met these types of people who have life figured out and they're not interested in anyone pointing them in any other kind of direction. They've concluded that the gospel is irrelevant and they don't want to hear. They've simply trained themselves to tune God out. That's the first soil. The second soil is the seed on the rocky ground, or the superficial hearer. Now, unlike the first group, the people from this soil enthusiastically hear the word of God, the gospel message, but that enthusiasm is short-lived. When difficulty comes, or the novelty wears off, these people drift away. Now, they may have had some sort of conversion experience and for a while may seem very bold in the Lord. And then one day when the interest goes away, they drift away. Their faith is superficial. Unfortunately, these people may have been convinced that they're going to go to heaven because they have prayed a prayer or walked an aisle or had been baptized. But these things do not save anyone, right? Truly trusting in Christ is what saves us. You know, they may appear to have had a genuine experience, but it's not real, and in time it fades. Soil number three is the seed and the thorns, right? The distracted hearer. The third group of people are folks who are attracted to the gospel message, but they never get around to doing anything serious with it. Though they're so distracted by other things that they never respond to the truth. It's like the girl who to which a young man once proposed, and he said, "Darling, you know that I want to marry you. You know that I love you more than anything else in the world. I'm not a rich man. I don't have a yacht or a Rolls Royce like Johnny Brown, but man, I love you with all of my heart." The young lady thought for a moment and said, "I love you too with all of my heart, but could you please tell me more about this Johnny Brown guy?" You know, these people have a divided heart. They receive the truth of God, but they also receive these competing truths as well. And so they simply don't know what they believe. You know, today we might call it politically correct. They affirm all sorts of belief systems, even though these belief systems are contradictory to one another. They cannot all be right. These are people who know they need a spiritual life, but are unwilling to commit to Christ. Right? They love their boyfriend, but they also want to know about this Johnny Brown guy. Jesus tells us that these type of people will eventually drift away because of the worries of life, because of the deceitfulness of wealth, and because of their desires for other things. They want to walk on both the broad and the narrow road. They want to pursue the things of God and the things of this earth. And you cannot do both. Brings us to soil number 4, the seed that falls on the fertile soil, or the receptive hearer. Now, the true believer is the one that hears the truth and accepts it as truth. They interact with the word of God and they find it pleasing and true. They receive the message of salvation and they apply it to their own lives. These are people who recognize themselves as sinners in need of God's grace that can only be found in Jesus Christ. And they throw themselves on the mercy of the court and vow to serve him. But these are people who come to the Lord as both Savior and Lord. The people who are represented as the good soil may not sprout as fast as those folks who are in the shallow soil. They may grow more slowly, but they keep growing. And their roots go deep and strong. These are people who ask questions. They hunger to understand and to grow. Their faith is real and fruit comes from their lives. These are people who are being changed slowly but surely because a true believer is committed, and that commitment is not a flash in the pan. It is something that will endure for the rest of life. So that's kind of an understanding of what the soils are, answering kind of the first question that I posed this morning. But the second question I said is, why is this important for us to hear? I think it's important for us to hear because it reminds us to keep our hearts soft and tender, to be soft and alert. Right? The key question for us when we hear this parable being read, whether we're reading it or whether we're hearing it, it should be, what kind of soil am I? This is a parable that should shake us up a little bit because it was designed to make us think. Right? In Jesus' day, there were a lot of people who would call themselves Jesus fans. They loved Jesus. They followed Jesus. I had a pastor one time point out to me the passage in John chapter 6, verse 66. So John 6, 66. And if you read it, it's the passage that said, and they all left Jesus. They stopped following. And these Jesus fans stopped being fans. And they stopped following Jesus. You know, there weren't as many disciples as there were fans. You know, when you and I share the gospel with hardened people, we must realize that the process is going to be long. That God is going to have to awaken these people. And God wants to use our character and our care and our consistency. That when we're dealing with people in the world whose hearts have been hardened to the word of God, they need to see Christianity lived out in us before they will listen to it. And as fertile soil, we must eliminate distractions from our lives. Right? We often run in so many different directions that we never stop and we never commit to anything. We need to remember that there is no issue more important, more significant than our walk with God. And we need to give that relationship the attention it deserves. You know, we need to not settle for surface stimulation. I mean, it feels great to feel the warm glow from a good experience in church, but a warm glow is not the same thing as a real relationship with the Savior. We must question our motives and our heart. We must continue or be constantly craving a deeper relationship with Christ. We must never settle for simply the warm fuzzies, but know that God wants our heart. To be receptive soil, we need to, when God speaks, right, we need to act on what we are learning. Right, we can have all sorts of different learnings. We can have all sorts of different knowledge, but if we're not acting on it, our hearts are hard. Right, you may be able to debate the gospel with the finest minds of the world, but if you're not doing what God's word is telling you to do, what kind of soil are you? I think the parable also brings up some valuable and probing questions about how we share the gospel. And we need to remind ourselves not to get discouraged because everybody doesn't respond. Right in the parable, there are three types of soil that are ultimately unresponsive. God never says to us, it's our job to make the seed grow. Our job is to share God's truth. God is the one that will make it grow. You know, our job is to pray and to water the seed. God is the one that prepares the soil, and God is the one that will make it grow. And we also need to remember the importance of the seed. The sower, the church, you and I can do nothing without the seed. Our methods are far less important than our message. Our job is to proclaim the truth of Scripture and then let God's word do what God's word alone can do. And so what is the message that we need to hear from the parable today? You know, is God calling you this morning to cast aside your superficial faith and make a genuine commitment to Him? Is God calling you to count the cost of what it means to be a follower of Christ? Is God calling you to unclutter your life so that you can give attention to His work and His will? Is God trying to warn you of your continual indifference to the message of grace that may eventually wind up with a hardening of your heart? Maybe God is trying to prompt you into changing ways in which you witness to others. To stop relying upon gimmicks and start presenting the true invitation of the gospel. Maybe God is inviting you to place less emphasis on your ability and more confidence in His. You know, you've heard the message today, and the seed has been sown. And what happens next is going to depend upon your heart, the nature of your heart. God's will is that His words would be planted deep within your soul, that they would change you and transform you. And may God be pleased with the fruit that comes as a result of that seed taking root and growing and maturing. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we are grateful for your parables. And again, they speak to us in ways, Lord, that are sometimes so simple, and yet they can be so disturbing. Lord, help us to ask ourselves those crucial questions. And what kind of soil am I? How am I living? How am I living so that my heart is ready and sensitive and responsive? God, protect us from the choices we make that harden our hearts. Choices that distract us. And Jesus, help us to pursue you and you alone. For in you, Jesus, is life. The kind of life that you have called for us to live. Lord, a life that it would be full and abundant. So again, God, we would pray that you would speak to us. Lord, whisper in our ears, whisper into our hearts. And remind us again how we could deny ourselves and to take up your cross and to follow after you. Jesus, it's in your name that we pray this morning. Amen.